there was a split down the middle as far as who wanted to do it and who didn't want to do it, because I think Brooks and I thought it would be dumb to do, not having any fan base, we hadn't really toured, and being, you know, being kind of cynical about the whole major label deal, that was Brooks and I, you know, just saying, hey, we won't have a chance in hell, you know, they've done it with lots of bands. I mean, and you watched it happen afterwards, like bands like Paw and, God, some Outhouse, do you remember this band from Kansas City? Bands like that that got, that had been doing real well in Kansas City, you know, and maybe gone out for a couple little tours. They didn't have the fan base to, like, you know, they, the company would front them all this money and tell them what they were going to record and how they were going to record it, and we didn't want to do that, or at least I didn't, and Brooks really didn't. And Brad and Dan were on the other side of the fence where they were saying, hey, this is our big shot, you know, why not, you know. And that was part of the reason we ended up, you know, not playing together anymore, but that wasn't entirely it. I mean, there was other factors, but yeah, we just decided that it wasn't a good idea. So we were thinking long term, you know, we were thinking, at least Brooks and I had this idea, you know, hey, let's build from the ground up, let's take one step at a time, let's not make this big leap and ruin it, you know, end up dumped by this major label and, you know, made to look like fools because we went for the gold right off the bat, you know.